Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hello, happy Monday, good morning. Welcome to a brand new month. It is Monday, August 2nd, a whole weekend of Olympics. Rob, the Sports Center just ran down the medal count and what was new. Most of it was big swimming over the weekend. Our Olympic update, though, we always look for the unusual. I don't know if you caught this story. Two high jumpers tied. Now, when you tie, you jump off or whatever they call it. But they went for the tie. They decided to share the gold.
Third attempt, 239 for the world champion, Mutsas Essa Bashim. Very close, but no cigar. Tambiri, 239 for a win. No.
I think they have to discuss a jump off, do they not?
They may indeed.
Yeah, I think we're going to go again.
In fact, we are.
We can continue with the jump off. Can we have two bolts? It's possible. Depends if you decide, if you both decide on the jump.
Pretty cool. They like decided not to jump off, and they gave each other a big hug, and there you have it. A jump off was canceled in the Olympic high jump, and the two jumpers, Gianmarco Tambiri of Italy and Mutsas Essa Bashim of Qatar, decided to tie. They've been competitors for years. So I think that's kind of a cool idea. I don't know. But I know what you're thinking. It's the Olympics. There's no tying. So what do they do, cut the gold medal in half? I don't know. You know, because in a tie, second place is actually third. So what do you do, gold, bronze? I don't think so. Anyway, that's all going to be figured out later. But on a happy note, you saw how, or you heard, you could Google it, how they were hugging at the end there because they liked the idea of a tie. Cool way to start a Monday, I guess. I don't know. Morgan in the Morning with a late night soundbite. Bill Maher talks about the Olympics. And we've got National Coloring Book Day, which could help you locally. We'll talk about it coming up. Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Monday. Happy Coloring Book Day. It's National Coloring Book Day. Did you color as a kid? Maybe you still do as an adult. I was never patient enough as a kid. I wanted it done too fast. Imagine that. Not coloring in the lines, little Tommy Tom. Imagine that. Anyway, I was looking into this today, early this morning, because I thought, well, maybe we could institute coloring today somehow. You know, you think of it as a kid's thing, but it really isn't. Grown-ups have their own version of coloring books to relieve stress. Go ahead and Google it. You'll be interested to see what some of the topics of the coloring books are, including a Walmart shopper's coloring book, which I think is pretty funny. And then there's one called the Vajayjay. We're just going to move on with that. It's body parts coloring book for adults. But anyway, I thought maybe if you had a coloring book laying around the house, maybe one of these adult coloring books, you could take it with you today because it'll help you with your woes if you're traveling through Sunbury or Danville today. Mark Lawrence will explain what the news next, but the big detour on Front Street went into effect over the weekend. You guys said don't listen to the radio. It's your own fault, okay? Because we've been talking about this for a week. But the Danville Riverside Bridge thing, now that's something new. Mark's got the details coming up. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
40 years ago yesterday, the birth of MTV. Remember it? The rocket launching.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
And then the command to rock and roll. That's why they gave out those little astronaut on the moon flag trophies, which they changed in 2017 or whatever. Anyway, the birth of MTV, which isn't what it used to be. Do you remember the first five songs? Cool, be beginning. Cool launch. Video killed the radio star by the Buggles. The first music video ever played on MTV. But do you remember the second? Pat Benatar, You Better Run. Number three, She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart. I don't even remember that song. But I do remember The Who, You Better You Bet, coming in at number four. These are the first five songs in MTV. And number five, Little Susie's On the Up by PhD. Okay, I'm totally lost. But anyway, MTV was real cool back then. And now it's just all crappy shows. Like, they didn't mark the anniversary at all yesterday. At all. Unbelievable. They just showed, like, serial shows all day long. No music videos, no... I mean, it's 40 years of MTV. That's how bad MTV is now. However, Rolling Stone did come out with an updated list of the greatest music videos of all time. Taking a look at the top three, Formation by Beyoncé finishes at number one. The number one video of all time? No offense, Beyoncé, I love you, girl, but, like, who's doing the voting here? All right? When you had that many years of MTV and Beyoncé finishes number one.
You could have it all. My empire of dirt.
Johnny Cash with the remake of Hurt finishes number two of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Top videos of all time. I don't know. And then, of course, Madonna is there, winning the bronze for Vogue. There you have it. Happy 40th anniversary to MTV, and I could honestly say I haven't watched it in about 30 years. Morgan in the Morning, still to come, some medal counting, like only we do here in the morning, before Rob the Sports Center gives us the actual Olympic medal count. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
News coming up next. Mark has got that. Rob the Sports Center with the latest on the Olympics. AccuWeather looking good today. You know, all week last week, we brought you an interesting Morgan in the Morning medal count. Some of you moms and dads complained a little bit, saying it was a little harsh. It was a little loud. It was called the heavy medal count. You get it? Heavy metal. So I guess you're right. Maybe it was a little over the top and, I don't know, mosh pit kind of stuff. So this week we're going to make good to you moms and dads, and we've got the medal count right now with the count himself.
China, 24 gold medals. United States, 20 gold medals.
Thank you.
Japan, 17 gold medals. Australia, 14 gold medals.
Is that it, count? All right, yeah, I guess that's the medal count today. How about that? News is next. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, take a listen to this right now, and you can look for it later. This sounds a whole lot worse than it is, but it happened over the weekend. It says here in Mexico when a man got his COVID shot, and he was a little scared. Yeah, just a little. Okay, maybe a lot scared. Just take it easy, buddy. Take it easy. And the vaccination site broke into applause when the shot was made. That's great stuff. Wait a minute. Was that actually... Wait, let me roll that back again. Was that actually Mexico? Or was that me at Evan? I don't know.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, and Apollonia's birthday today. She's the back vocalist there from Purple Rain, the soundtrack. Apollonia is 62 years old today. My goodness. A little bit younger on the birthday scale this morning. would be the young British singer Charlie XCX. She is 29 today.
Your picture perfect blue, sunbathing on the moon, sun as your bones illuminate.
Boom, boom, 29. Hardy Hard Girl. I don't know if you remember this TV commercial from a long time ago or this very young actress, Hallie Eisenberg. She's 29 years old today.
Yeah, folks. Large pepperoni pizza.
A Pepsi, please.
A Pepsi.
Ah, the little girl in the Pepsi commercial. The Italian restaurant. She orders a Pepsi. She drinks it. And the Godfather starts.
Come here. I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you. We both know I ordered a Pepsi Cola. And now you've insulted me and my entire family by offering me this. And whatever this, for being a civilized person, I'd like to give you a chance to make amends. Capisce?
Capisce? He got the wrong fountain soda, so now he hands her a can of Pepsi.
Thank you.
And she drinks it. And somebody in the kitchen pops a bubble from their chewing gum. Everybody dives under the table. She drinks the Pepsi and says, grazie. The joy of cola. Hallie Eisenberg, 29 years old today. Actor Kevin Smith turns 51 today. And he posted yesterday because they're shooting Clerks 3. Now, Movie Mike would know more about this. But, I mean, really? Clerks 3? Do we need it? Really?
Today is my last day of being 50. Tomorrow I turn 51.
Uh-huh.
And we start shooting Clerks 3. So, it's also another anniversary. Tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the night I see Slacker and decide to become a filmmaker. It's been an excellent first half century. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Now get back on the set, will you, Kevin? Kevin Smith, 51 today. Those are the celebrity birthdays, but let's go to the local celebrities, which our very local celebrity, Lynn Hall's on vacation this week, so she's not here to help me. So that's all right. I couldn't drag the janitor in from the hallway, so let's do them. It's what we call birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Alexandra Benner. She's 21 today. Clink. Alicia Lebo from Middleburg is 42. Happy birthday. Candy Taylor from Mifflinburg, 53 today. Candy Feaster is 65. Happy birthday. Carla Beckles is 47 today. Happy birthday to Kate Gerard. It's a pretty cool name. Kate Gerard. Anyway, 32. Diana Christman is 49 today. Edna Bailey, 57. Eric Modell. No, wait a minute. There's a correction on the spelling underneath it. Eric McDowell. I actually know him. He's from Milton. He's 54 years old today. Happy birthday, Eric. Jim Jones from Shmokin, 41 years old today. No, not that Jim Jones. Now stop it. The poor guy's had to deal with it all his life. Jolie Coyle from Winfield is 47. Justin Gillespie from Sealands Grove, 56. Kenneth Young from Middleburg, 52. Happy birthday, Lacey Hess, 54. Michelle Cooper from Sunbury is 50 today. Michelle Marshall from Schwangel. That's Swangle. 38. Happy birthday to Michelle Shimko from Coltmont. She's 54. A lot of Michelle's. Stacy Hutnick from Mount Carmel is 37 today. Happy birthday to Susan Hamilton, 69. Trisha Klink. Wonder if that's the Colonel's granddaughter. She's from Sealands Grove. She's 51. Valerie Reich from Augustaville is 58. And finally, happy birthday to Wendy Cosini. She is 64 today. Those are the birthdays we have on the list. If you have a birthday, you can call one in anytime on the Ford Fun Line. It's toll-free, you know. 326-94KX, that's 1-800. You can message on the 94KX Facebook page, or you can try our text club with the keyword being birthday. Every day at this time, Lynn, where are you? All right, every day at this time, it's Morgan in the Morning's birthday buddies. 94.1 WQ. News is next with sports and AccuWeather. Also on the way, some good news. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the
Morning. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Yeah, let's have some good news. We could all use good news. If you missed it over the weekend, a memorial garden was dedicated in the Valley. The Tim Solanchik Butterfly Garden celebrated its grand opening and its dedication in the Lewisburg Rec Park. The garden's absolutely beautiful. It will actually preserve butterflies and their habitat while being a place to educate visitors on the butterfly life cycle. Now, the garden is named after Tom Solanchik, who did so much in the Lewisburg area, including running the Red Cross, and his hobby was raising butterflies. That's a pretty cool idea. Hey, you ever see those guys in the airport that play the piano? Well, you know, it's something. I mean, it's something while you're in a layover. This is from the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. That's a pretty cool cover of the song Smooth. Okay, maybe not. Well, check this out. He got himself a $60,000 jar of tips over the weekend. One of them was $10,000 from a guy who just enjoyed his music. Now, that's real good news. Hey, anything else going on locally in your neighborhood? Let us know about it, and we will put it on Daily Good News here with Morgan in the Morning. Just let us know. Email or toll-free line. We're always here for you. That's the good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Love me some good news. Movie Mike on the way with the entertainment news. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
So we're going to start off today with a story from the Matt Damon is an idiot file.
That's a pretty thick file.
It's a pretty thick file. I like Matt Damon as an actor, but yeah. He's kind of an idiot sometimes. Matt Damon had no problem dropping the gay slur that starts with an F until a few months ago when his daughter told him to cool it. Ooh. In an interview with the Sunday Times, Damon said he dropped the slur at the dinner table and his daughter immediately got up, went to her room, and wrote a very long treatise on how that word is dangerous. Damon attempted to rationalize his behavior, saying the word was commonly used when he was a kid, but with a different application. It's unclear if he was using the three-letter version or the six-letter version or both. He also tried to explain to his daughter that he used it as a joke, but she wasn't interested in his excuses. The actor says he will now retire his use of that offensive word. Hi, Matt Damon. It's 2021. What took you so long?
The retirement party was a long time ago, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah. Loser.
And the fact that he would tell that story to the press as though it was endearing or made him look good.
Nice family moment.
Yeah, right. Crazy.
Get out of here.
With a rising concern of the COVID-19 Delta variant, Paramount is delaying the release of Clifford the Big Red Dog in theaters. The movie is done, and it was going to be released on September 17th. But since Paramount is worried that parents won't be taking their kids to the theater, they decided to delay until it's safe. A new date for the movie is yet to be announced, and the move has many wondering whether this will kick off another round of movie delays like we saw in 2020. Mm. Now, what's weird about this story is that Paramount is continuing to release Paw Patrol, the movie, 2 weeks from now. Apparently, they don't care about those real young kids going to the theater, right?
That's right, yeah. Right.
And speaking of the box office, Jungle Cruise opened in the top spot with $34 million. It made another $30 million on Disney+, so very big opening for that one. Mm-hmm. The Green Knight was kind of a surprise hit. It opened in second place with $6.78 million. Old was third with $6.76 million. Black Widow was fourth with $6.4 million. And Stillwater, starring the aforementioned idiot Matt Damon, opened in fifth place with $5 million.
Bad timing Matt, we're going to call him.
I really like him as an actor, but man, to be in 2021 and finally realize you can't say stuff like that.
Yeah, Matt, try to control your use of any F word. Okay,
yes.
Okay, how's that?
Good idea.
All right. Mike, thanks for coming in, man.
See you Friday.
News is next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Getting down. First thing Monday morning. We took a week off from Spyglass, and we'd been busy like all summer long. So that weekend was like, I didn't have anything to do. But guess what happens this coming Saturday? We're all going back to Spyglass for Blues Traveler this Saturday. Get your tickets now at SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Details on that later on this morning. But hey, you remember Blues Traveler, right? They're really cool live. I'll tell you what, they got a cool stage presence, and they do some pretty cool things on stage. I don't want to give the show away, but 90s band, we enjoyed them so much. I played them so much first time around here at 94KX back in the 90s. And they're coming back to Spyglass. How'd you like VIP treatment? You know what it is by now, right? We've been talking about it all summer long. Parking up top VIP style, a two-hour party at Three Beards. Free drinks, free food, once you get your VIP bracelet on. Then we roll downhill for the show, and it will be Blues Traveler this Saturday. You want in?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four. Good luck. Morgan in the Morning with VIP treatment at Spyglass.
Hi. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Time for Tom's Top List. It's got a lot of numbers, so listen carefully. Today is week one of August, a brand new month. It is Monday, August 2nd, and we don't mind the new month, although our weather around here has been August since June. So what will August bring? But we don't like Mondays. If you have that familiar sinking feeling, you know, like maybe last night, that tomorrow's Monday. I call it school night when I have to go to work. I'm going to bed early. It's a school night. Anyway, when you know Monday's right around the corner and you're dreading it, a new poll has found that close to 1 in 4 people feel that way every single week. 11% of us dread Mondays every single week. 11%. 12% said more than often, but, you know, sometimes. And 23, you know, that's 23 total that don't like Mondays. I hope I'm helping you out here. You know, we try to entertain. Not everyone hates Monday. Thank goodness. 26% of Americans said they never have that sinking feeling over the weekend that the new week is drawing near. And another 24% said they don't, you know, they don't really care. So with the change in society where a lot of us don't have to go to work anymore, we work from home. Maybe a lot of that plays into it. But for those of us that go to the office...
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, that. Morgan in the Morning, still to come. We're talking about Curtains Up, and it's back. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Slides, turn on the cameras, and raise the curtain. 94KX bringing back the virtual talent show called Curtains Up. We did it the first time ever last year. Because of COVID, we made it virtual, and it worked out so well, we're doing it again. And we want talent of any kind at any age. Just send us your two-minute video showcasing your talent, whatever it is. Believe me, whatever it is, and we'll take a look at them. All right, pretty cool. Send those videos to the 94KX Facebook page or to Taylor at WQKX.com. Taylor is our local talent scout. Yeah, that's right. You remember when she won American Idol, right? Yeah, yeah, sure you do. Anyway, we have some amazing prizes to give out to each group. Kids and teens can receive ride all day passes to Knoebels, a private limousine ride to Knoebels, or the destination of their choice. That's from Susquehanna Valley Limousine. And the older kids, the adults, if you will, get a $500 prize from Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. For more information, go to WQKX.com. It's that simple. Just go to WQKX.com. Second big year of our virtual Curtains Up, presented by Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Lake Tobias Wildlife Park, Knoebels, you know that park, Ards Farm Market, Susquehanna Valley Mall, W&L Mazda, look at this list, GTS Theater, Wire Rope, FCU on that wire rope. You know what that stands for? Anybody? Federal Credit Union. Family Care for Children and Youth, and Diva and Company Salon. How about that? It is the return of the virtual talent show we call Curtains Up! I just like the opportunity to play this music, that's all. Information at WQKX.com. WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Oh, yeah. They're getting down. They're dancing. Was it the disco brunch at the Cherokee yesterday in Riverside? I was there. It was fun. No, no. This is at a higher level. When you think our senators are voting on big, important bills, you know, to turn this country around and make it a better place, or if they're always partisan and whatever one guy says the other guy hates, that whole red-blue thing that just ticks me off. No, 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 no. Last week, the Senate officially announced the passage of a resolution that would make August 11th, that's next Wednesday, August 11th, Hip-Hop Day. Are you kidding me? August 11th, Hip-Hop Celebration Day. August 11th, that day, 1973, DJ Cool Herc and his sister Cindy Campbell held a back-to-school party in the Bronx, and it was the birth of hip-hop, as that's what they say. So, all right, let's do it. I wonder how Pat Toomey and Bob Casey voted on this. We have some pretty hip senators. Toomey's a good guy. Casey's from my neck of the woods. He's okay. They're not like these old stodgy senators that say, excuse me, but what is hip-hop music? No, Toomey and Casey are probably like, wait, is this a chance to party? We're in! We're in! Chad Evans is next. Maybe he'll set up the disco ball. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Maybe he'll do some MTV jams, some dance jams. Sam Tyler's tonight. She definitely will dance, and she'll put it on TikTok. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.